The state police have had a narcotics task force since the late 1970s. Lieutenant Kenneth Kane says narcotics work keeps everyone busy.
Our guys are stretched thin. They work really, really hard day in and day out. We have tons of cases that we can do. It's more like a pick and choose because there's so much.
It's just starting to get dark as a small group of state police arrive at the Hartford Barracks. They're getting a briefing on a suspected heroin dealer who detectives have been watching for a while.
He's a Hispanic male, about 5'9", medium build, 200 pounds, black hair. This is Detective Barnwell's case. He did a few CI buys there, got the search warrant signed this week.
Ian Case is one of two sergeants who leads the North Central Office of Statewide Narcotics. It's one of five regional offices in the State Police Narcotics Task Force.
What we're going to do is we're going to pull up in the van. We're going to pull right up to the front. Ryan, I'm going to have you on the ram. Mike, you're going to do the halogen.
The number of arrests by the task force varies month to month depending on factors like surveillance and coordinating undercover buys. But Sergeant Case says in the last 2 weeks, they've been busy.
Since last week, this is our third one. The south end of Hartford is big for the heroin. North end is big with marijuana, crack. But you can get anything anywhere. You know, you just got to know who to go see.
All right, guys, be safe.
See you out there.
They arrested four people during that raid. In the last 3 years, the number of investigations and arrests by the task force has steadily grown, though marijuana seizures top the list each of those years. Kane says heroin has become an epidemic in Connecticut.
Opiates in general, pharmaceuticals as well as heroin, because that's generally where the problem starts.
The abuse of prescription drugs like OxyContin and Percocet has fueled the epidemic. Doctors are becoming more selective about writing prescriptions for pain out of concern that some patients may abuse synthetic opiates and then transition to heroin. Cost is another factor. Lieutenant Kane says heroin is very cheap, anywhere from $5 to $12 a bag. While law enforcement works to eliminate the supply on the streets, it's hospital emergency rooms and substance abuse counselors that see the consequences of the demand for heroin. In Litchfield County, Torrington has received a lot of attention after at least eight fatalities due to heroin overdoses. The city mayor and the police department did not respond to interview requests to talk about the problem. But Maria Coutant Skinner, the executive director of the McCall Foundation, a substance abuse treatment center in Torrington, says heroin addiction is growing in the entire northwest corner.
Torrington is unfortunately typical of what we're seeing across the region, which is that there is this sharp increase in dependence and addiction to opiates, so prescription drugs and heroin. We're seeing our admissions to our inpatient program for that being the primary substance almost double, and similar numbers in our outpatient programs.
Recently, a small group of community stakeholders met to brainstorm about ways to stem the problem. They created a community task force on heroin overdoses. The group says a big gap is connecting people in crisis to treatment. Typically, these are people hospitalized often for substance abuse or who have encounters with police. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington is a member of the task force. It proposed an outreach case manager to fill the gap, and the state is going to fund a portion of this position. Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services Commissioner Patricia Reamer says this is unusual.
I don't know that we've ever actually given funding directly to a hospital like this. Usually we do it through a more centralized system. But when Charlotte Hungerford reached out to us and we saw what was going on, we thought that this was a good idea.
Law enforcement is also looking to partner with others on the issue. Back at State Police Headquarters, Lieutenant Kane says the State Police is open to collaborating with substance abuse agencies and talking more with those who write prescriptions for pain medication.
A lot of people talk about the war on drugs, and, you know, it's been 40 years, way before my time. You know, a war is something that you win. Maybe we need to change the name of it because I don't think we're going to win the war.
Data from the Chief Medical Examiner's Office lists 221 deaths in Connecticut last year that were heroin-related. The final number of those who died in 2013 due to heroin will be known next month. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.